It's time for a monthly visit with our friends from Encourage. You can find them at 478 East Grand Avenue in downtown Wisconsin Rapids, right across from Hotel Mead here in the Rapids. And Corey Anfinson and Heather McCallops are here this morning, and they got to meet our bear. It's Bring Your Bear to Work, Teddy Bear to Work Day. And we brought, Pam and I brought some over, including our business bear, who you heard talk on the morning magazine, on the Good Morning Show today. So we're having a little fun with the day. You got to have some fun.
Yeah, you sure do. Serious work can be fun.
And that's right. So we've got a bunch of stuff that we want to talk about, including an entrepreneurial development series. This is interesting and ties in with a lot of different things that have been happening in the community. Tribune Building Project, an aspect of it is a business incubator, as it were. Okay. Mid-State Technical College doing things to encourage entrepreneurial development and education and the like. So where did you want to begin with that?
We'll start off with, you mentioned some of our partners. Oh. This is a series or an event that we're hosting, Encourage is hosting, in partnership with the Heart of Wisconsin.
Okay.
Mid-State Technical College, WIBIC, which is Wisconsin Women's Business Initiative Corporation out of Milwaukee, and they're intentionally doing some work in rural Wisconsin, and CAP Services, who is a CDFI, Community Development Financial Institution, a lot of acronyms in this event, out of Stevens Point. And so it's everyone that plays a role in fostering and encouraging entrepreneurs and small businesses in our community, event where aspiring entrepreneurs, small businesses can come and learn the resources that are currently available, whether it's educational resources, financial resources, and then also an opportunity, which I think is pretty exciting, on the 25th, where our financial institutions can come and learn when they aren't able to fund an entrepreneur or small business for whatever reason. They can learn about these CDFIs that are available and could perhaps recommend or refer someone to these institutions where they can then get help.
I'm glad you brought that up, because one of the things I, with our regular update from the Heart of Wisconsin Chamber of Commerce, is even businesses a lot of times don't realize the resources the chamber has.
Exactly.
And
yes.
That the chamber has resources to help business people. And so to get everybody that's doing this entrepreneurial development involved in something like this, kind of makes it a one-stop shop.
It does.
For the entrepreneur.
It does. And it also recognizes the fact that as an entrepreneur, aspiring entrepreneur, or even an established small business, they're all in different places on that kind of business development continuum. And I would say all the organizations that I just listed have different resources based on that, where you're at and that, on that
right.
continuum. So you come and you can say, hey, maybe that resource isn't available to me, or I'm past that, but this might be a good resource for me. And so it's just a really great opportunity to learn all that there is to offer in our community.
Now, how does someone sign up for this?
We can actually go right to the Encourage website, which is encouragecf.org, and it'll be right on the front page. There's an opportunity to just click right on that banner on our front page, and it'll take you right to information about the series, but also a way to register online.
Is there a cost involved?
Actually, no. This is being offered at no cost at all to participants, and it's open to anyone and everyone who has an interest.
That's awesome. I mean, this is a great opportunity for education at no cost. And if you've been working on your notepad about some business idea, come to this series. I mean, everybody's been, you know, that's one of the top things. It's a universal among all people across political spectrums and business spectrums that we need more entrepreneurs.
We do. We need more entrepreneurs. And I think sometimes people get, they think being an entrepreneur is a daunting word or daunting task. And, you know, if you have, like you said, you're jotting notes on your notepad, you want to start a business, you want to try out an idea, that's who we're thinking of. And I got to be honest, as we were starting to think about who are some of the entrepreneurs, small businesses in town that we could go and learn from, we have a lot of new businesses, small businesses, mm-hmm. that are, when you think about economic development, that's where an economy thrives.
That's right.
It's not necessarily the big box business that comes in. I mean, a community has to have both. And I just think we've really just seen some really great businesses open up, and we want to learn from them, but also help foster new ideas and new organizations and businesses starting as well.
Yeah, because that's where you make an economy sustainable.
Exactly.
I mean, because you have to have the new to continue to grow. If you don't, you get stagnant.
Exactly.
And I think that's something we learned from what happened to the paper industry. And now they are coming back because they are remaking themselves. And part two, responses to their market. Representative Krug and I were talking about that. You know, the death of plastic is the rebirth of paper in many ways, in terms of like straws and everything else. Well, paper companies are responding to that. So that's the dynamic of an economy. So, what would you like to see happen as a result of this series?
I would love for a couple of things. I would love for people to come out and check it out that maybe aren't, you know, ready to launch a business or haven't even fully developed their idea yet, to come out and learn about the resources, whether, as I said, financial or educational, and at the very least meet people, connect, network, and find out who they can talk to when they get to that next stage. I'd also love for current entrepreneurs and small businesses to come out and share their knowledge and maybe even find out how they could continue to grow in their business plan or in their business. And I also would really love, because I think this is a really neat opportunity for our financial institutions. No one wants to say no to someone that is trying to get a loan. So if they've had to say no in the past because of their business practice or policy, come out and learn about these CDFIs, these financial institutions that they could then say yes and pass them off to that. So you can still do business with your local bank, but maybe you're doing, you know, getting a loan through CAP Services or FCI, some of these other institutions. And I really, Carl, see it as a win-win.
Yeah, and it's getting everybody, like I said, everybody that's involved or cares about this issue, getting them at the table and talking and learning from one another. Now, why don't you give the details again so folks can write it down, and then you can go to the Encourage website. There's a sign up right there.
Yeah, and we would love for you to sign up, but also if you forget or you don't, still show up. This is not, you don't have to be signed up. So day one is Wednesday, October 24th, and we are so happy that our partner, Mid-State Technical College, is hosting the event that night. And we intentionally are having it from 5 to 6:30, the Small Business and Resource Panel. We did that because we know a lot of aspiring entrepreneurs have a full-time job. And so we want them to be able to go to their job, come to this panel from 5 to 6:30. It'll be in room L133-134 at Mid-State. And the panel will consist of WIBIC, which is Wisconsin Women's Business Initiative Corporation, Encourage, Heart of Wisconsin, Mid-State Technical College, and SBDC, or the Small Business Development Center. They're part of the UW in Point. And if you attend this panel, you'll learn about the educational resources and support that is available currently for our entrepreneurs and small businesses. And then stay afterwards from 6:30 to 7:30 for a networking hour. So this is an opportunity to maybe to get your question answered, or you want to have a deeper conversation with someone from the panel, or quite frankly, you want to sit and chat with other entrepreneurs. That's your opportunity to do that.
And hopefully maybe you'll meet someone who is a successful entrepreneur and can say, okay, well, I've been there.
Exactly.
I like your idea of getting people who have started successful new businesses in our community. You're spot on. I don't think people realize all the new businesses that have been started.
No, don't think so either, because I listed a handful off when I started thinking about it. Then I met with Krista Kuhn at the chamber, and we started talking about other small businesses that have started. And I was like, oh my, it was running off the page. I'm like, we need to celebrate and hold up these individuals and businesses that are taking a risk, following their passion, I'm assuming, and doing a business and really contributing to the community.
Yeah. Okay. So that, and
do you want me to talk about day two? Or?
Yeah, day two. Go ahead.
Okay, so day two, Thursday, October 25th. Now, the location for this panel will be at the Mead Inn in Riverside B. We'll be offering a light breakfast and coffee, of course. And the beginning panel is 8 to 9:30. And the panel is made up of CDFIs, and the panel title is Don't Say No, Say Yes to CDFIs. And this is really geared at those financial institutions.
Sure.
And it'll be presented by WIBIC, CAP Services, FCI, or Forward Community Investments, and First American Capital Corporation. So all of those CDFIs will have an opportunity to talk about where they lend their loan pools and their specialty, if you will. And then following that, 10 to 11:30, WIBIC will do a presentation about Wisconsin small businesses, what's trending. So this is an opportunity to hear what's going on in the state of Wisconsin around small businesses.
Okay, so October 24th, that's at Mid-State Technical College's campus. And the next day is at Hotel Mead.
Yes.
With us are Corey Amphenson and Heather McCallops. We just talked about the upcoming entrepreneurial development series. Now let's move on to the Tribune Building Project.
Well, Carl, the Entrepreneurial Development Series actually is quite in alignment with the Tribune and the teasers that we're doing. So it's part of that, actually, because that's what you're going to see happening in the Tribune when it opens. We are going to be supporting entrepreneurs. And that's what we love about the Tribune is it gives people that space to come and collaborate and work together and learn from one another. But in the spirit of teasing people about what they're going to see at the Tribune.
Such a tease.
Yeah. So we did have an event coming up next week. Unfortunately, we had to cancel. We had the Fire and Fable event, which was geared towards teens, next Wednesday night. But we realized that we didn't have enough teen performers. They have a busy schedule this time of year, and many of them are working on other opportunities. So we didn't want to push an event that probably wasn't going to have enough performances at it. So we did go ahead and cancel that event for next Wednesday night. And so we hope to do something in the springtime geared towards teens again. So look forward to that. But we also have our Friday Night Lights, which you mentioned before the break. Those are going on every Friday night through October. So you can come down, check out local artists' artwork on the windows in the evening on Friday nights, and then you can maybe check out a football game afterwards or before. We have another event coming up the end of the month, and that is going to be on the last Friday Night Lights. So that's Friday, October 26th. And we are doing an event called Fired Up for the Tribune. So in the spirit of the Tribune, there is lots of different things going on to make this event happen. So our local makers group, which is MG42, so they've been a part of the Tribune process since the beginning. And they were very excited to create a wood-fired pizza oven.
Wow.
And they've been doing that over at the Tribune. So some of those folks were coming over to the Tribune collaborating on this project. And so to kick that off, they want to host an event at the Tribune. So we're going to be hosting a Fired Up for the Tribune where you can come down to the Tribune on that Friday night and make your own personal pizza. And it's going to be cooked right on site in our wood-fired oven.
Oh, that's cool.
It is. It's very cool. Of course, we'll have local food ingredients. Amy Scheid will be down there educating people on, you know, where their cheese came from or where the sausage came from or the peppers that you're going to be putting on your slice. As well as we're going to have Oso Brews, of course. And the Rapid River Mash Masters. It wouldn't be a fun night out without having some brew samples.
Hey, this sounds like a party.
You know, and that's kind of how we're viewing it. It's going to be the last event hosted at the actual Tribune building for the year of 2018. As winter comes, the building isn't heated any longer, so it gets a little chilly in there. So it'll be the last event held right at the Tribune, but that doesn't mean we won't have events through the winter time.
Okay. So that's on the last Friday, October 26th. And what will be the times of that?
So we are going to start the wood stove right around 5 o'clock that it'll be available to put pizzas in the oven. We're going to offer some free Tribune tours. So if you're not interested in coming down and making a pizza and having a brew, everybody is still welcome to join us. We're going to have Tribune tours at 5:30 and 6 o'clock. So if you haven't had an opportunity to see the building, you can do that on Friday the 26th.
Okay. Well, I wonder if some of my markings are still...
You should come down.
Yeah. Well, that's, like I said, the circular portion of the building is where the radio station was.
Yes, and we talk about that on the tour, of course.
Yeah. And the newsroom was on the backside facing that parking lot. And it was like about half the size of this studio. It was a small, Well, a closet, kind of. Oh, I have some
fond memories.
Yeah.
Every time we give a tour, it seems like somebody, either they themselves worked in the building or had a family member or loved one that worked in the building. And so for them, it's very special to get that tour.
Yeah, so if you haven't had a chance and you want to do some reminiscing, it also helps you folks learn about, from those folks, about maybe something about the history of the building you didn't think about.
Exactly.
Yeah, we learned a lot from residents who've been in the space.
And what I love also is not only that kind of that flashback for people as they have their memory of the Tribune, but new visitors to the community coming in. And I've been doing a ton. I've had the opportunity and the privilege to do a lot of tours lately with folks outside of our community that have come to learn about the Tribune, and they are just in awe of this historical, beautiful building on our riverfront, and the opportunity to reimagine it in a way in our downtown, right next to the Wisconsin River, connected to the trail. Like, they see all the connectivity, and
a lot of times people from outside the area can see it better than we can.
Yeah, you know, sometimes you don't see the gem that's in your right in your backyard, and they just light up and get so excited to learn from us, but also to see the passion that's going into this project, which is nice to see.
Okay, so where are we in terms of financing?
So, you know, these teasers are small events that are, you know, slowly raising some dollars towards the building, much like we anticipated doing. Is, you know, every dollar towards the building matters. So whether you have $1 to give or $5 to give, it doesn't matter. We're happy and accept gifts of all sizes and recognize them equally. One of the fun things about this event, though, is we put a challenge out to the community. So if you know our Tribune project manager, Steve Turner, at all, you would know that Steve is more reserved, a little on the shyer side. And so our staff has dared Steve to put on a pizza costume and do a dance on Facebook Live at the event if we can raise $1,000 between now and the 26th.
Oh, okay.
I'm happy to share we are at $200 of that $1,000 goal already.
Okay.
And we just were teasing Steve yesterday, and we got it on video. So you can check out the Tribune Building Project's Facebook page today, and you can see how enthused Steve is about this challenge. So you'll have to check that out.
Okay, so how do people make that donation?
So they can make the donation in a couple ways. They could just stop by and say hi and drop off a donation at any time between 8 and 4:30 Monday through Friday at our Encourage office, or they can go online to the EncourageCF.org website, or if they check out the video on Facebook, I did put a link out there as well, so they can click right on there and go right to the Tribune donate page.
So we want to raise, by the event, $2,000?
If we raise $1,000 by the event, you are going to see a Facebook Live that night of Steve Turner, believe it or not.
Dancing shoes, Steve.
Dancing. And he will enjoy it.
Give him an extra slice of pizza and a cold oso.
He might need that. But he's being a really good sport about
it. Well, I think it is.
Yeah, and you know, it's just we're looking at fun ways to get people involved and engaged, and seeing Steve say, you know what, I'd be willing to do that if it raised money for the Tribune. Okay.
Okay.
Then, you know, so we're excited about it, and it just makes us have a little fun at work. Like Heather said earlier, serious work can be fun.
How about the fundraising online? That's been going on, the special.
So Global Giving.
Global Giving.
Yes. So we have had a lot of success with local folks going on and donating through the Global Giving site, which helped us become a permanent site on Global Giving. So that is still going ongoing. And the good thing about that is it gives us nationwide people able to go
globally.
Online and actually, yeah, globally, people being able to go out and actually see our project. So it's exciting because that opportunity, you know, how are people going to see Encourage in the Tribune, you know, globally, if not for that? So we're hopeful that, you know, someone with deeper pockets
yes.
may be interested in funding a project like ours, because there's really not a lot of rural projects in the United States that are actually on that site. So it's we're very unique in that way, and we're situated a little differently than some of the other projects you're going to see out there.
Well, that's one of the rules in entrepreneurial business development, is to be unique. Yeah, you don't, if you have a corner and everyone's selling hamburgers, and they're not all going to make, be different, be the business that sells hot dogs, you'll be the one that is making money. I mean, so if you're unique, And that might, there's entrepreneurs and social entrepreneurs who look at stuff like that and say, I want to check that out. And have you had any inquiries from outside the area as a result of that challenge or not yet?
I wouldn't say from global giving because it's all online on, you know, through the internet. So if they're checking us out, we don't really know.
Right.
But we continue to get a lot of interest from outside, within the state and nationally about the project. So that's always nice. And we, as you know, I'm sure you know that we're still, seeking state dollars into the state budget. So Corey was talking about some of those local fun, programming and fundraising, but then also we are, been advocating for, money from the state, and we've had tremendous support from local businesses, local partners, and residents, writing letters to the Common Council and sending in letters to the state. So we're really excited about this next round.
Yeah, I saw the packet of information that went to the Common Council, and it included letters from the UW Stevens Point, the Chamber of, I mean, it was like who's who in terms of community and business development. So, and talking to Representative Krug and Senator Teston, when you're talking to lawmakers, that's what they need to see.
Exactly. Yeah, they want to make sure that this is something that the community supports. And we definitely have, those letters have been just wonderful. And when I talk about tours, you mentioned UWSP, we have the chancellor coming down tomorrow and a whole host of his deans from the UW Stevens Point to check out the Tribune and see, you know, how we might look at a partnership or what they can do to help enhance programming within the Tribune. And so we're really excited for that tour tomorrow.
And that's part of the new mission of the UW and the local four-year universities is to reach out to their surrounding communities to see what they can do to facilitate economic development and growth in their service area.
Yeah, so we're really, I mean, just like we've, Mid-State has been a great partner with us and continues to be, and we're excited to have a conversation with the Chancellor and his deans as well.
Well, we welcome you, Chancellor, and the deans. We'll take good care of you.
Right. Dress warm, though, because it's going to be cold tomorrow.
Yeah, it is going to be cold. What else, in terms of the Tribune Building, it might be coming up, or folks, first off, 26th of October, put that on your calendar. That sounds like fun.
Yeah, we have some staff working on an event in November, so we'll have something posted in the next week or so on another event coming up in November. We'll probably take a little break over the holiday season just because people get so busy and our staff gets busy with other things too. So we're just going to keep continuing to build that excitement and keep the drumbeat going. The Tribune is a long-term project for us. We're committed to it, and we're excited that residents are, you know, as Patrick Teston said, they're catching the vision. They're starting to see, you know, every time we have an event there, people can really see what's going to happen in the building. And it's wonderful to see people go, oh, I get it. Now I really understand what that means. And I think the Entrepreneurial Development Series is just going to be a whole other layer to that. And people are going to be like, okay, now I can see how you're going to support economic growth. Because I think that's one that's harder to make tangible for people. How many jobs is the Tribune creating? You know, it's going to create many, and we can't even predict how many it create just through the opportunities in the creative space in the microbrewery alone, if you think about entrepreneurs.
Yeah, if you're looking at, like, the microbrewers have all been supportive of this because their business model calls for supporting one another. Because people who enjoy microbrews usually like to go to one location where they can go to multiple. And if you're starting a microbrew infrastructure, maybe in this area, actually you're going back to the roots of what was on the Wisconsin River at one time.
Exactly.
Before the paper industry was even that big. There used to be multiple breweries along the Wisconsin River.
And I would say also, then how do you think about not just jobs in the building, but what is the impact for the community and the region? And how do we think about it, that economic development and growth, a little bit differently outside of the walls, right? Because we're not looking about just what's going in the Tribune, because it's always been more than a building, right? So it's how do we look at growing the economy by helping those entrepreneurs, small businesses, in a way that isn't going to take place just in the building?
Well, some interesting and exciting things. And again, go to the Encourage website to sign up for that entrepreneurial series, October 24th and 25th. And ladies, I appreciate the time, and let's hope for some really good weather on the 26th. for the
no more rain.
No.